Bava Basra, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph, 6:1. The next three Mishnahs talk about the purchase of goods and meeting expectations, reasonable expectations of purchasers. Here in Mishnah Aleph, we're talking about the selling of seeds. Think of it as, you know, like wheat kernels or, you know, barley kernels for your cholent. When you buy barley for your cholent, you could either cook the barley and eat it yourself, or you could take the barley corns and plant them in the garden to grow new barley plants. And certainly in the time of the Mishnah, that was very common. People grew barley in the backyard, in the field. So therefore, the purchaser might be buying this barley or beans or peas or grain, whatever it is, for either eating or for planting. Now, it seems from our Mishnah that even if it might be more common to, either way, it doesn't make a difference. The point is that if it's not all of these seeds and grains, cereals are going to, even if they're edible, they're not necessarily going to work to sprout. So the question is, what happens if you buy your grain or your legumes, you don't specify you're intending to use it for seed for your field, and then you do use it for seeding, and it doesn't work, and it doesn't sprout, and it's not because you know it didn't rain, that something like that, you know, your neighbors or even your other parts of your field did sprout, but the field that you seeded with these grains or seeds or bees or beans or peas, whatever it is, didn't sprout. So that means that the person who sold them to you presumably gave you defective seeds. So the question is, can you ask for a refund if you sold your defective seeds? And the Mishnah is going to say, no, you can't, because since you didn't specify you need it for seeding, he can say, listen, you asked for wheat. I assumed you're going to eat the wheat, so I gave it to you, edible wheat. You didn't ask about wheat that's going to sprout. Okay? So that's what the Mishnah has to say for starters. It says, Hamocher peros lechavero velo tzimchu. If Reuven sells to Shimon some seeds, like that are edible seeds, but that Shimon used them for planting his backyard, and they don't sprout. Afilu zera pishtan, even if it's zera pishtan, I'll explain that in a minute, that means flax seeds. Eno chaya bachroyusan, it's not Reuven sold it. It's not Reuven's problem to reimburse Shimon for the seeds that didn't sprout, because Reuven could say to Shimon, you didn't tell me you wanted ones to plant, and you could have just eaten what I gave you, and there was perfectly fine for eating, and there, that's that. So now the reason it says Ephilu Zera Pishtan is because flax seeds, although they can be eaten, and you can use them to make oil, linseed oil and so on, but most of the time when people buy flax seeds, they're intending to use it to grow flax plants to produce linen fibers and fabric ultimately. That's normal. So therefore, the vast majority of flax seed purchasers are not intending to eat the flax seeds. They're intending to plant them. It says the Mishnah, even so, since he didn't explicitly say that when he purchased the flax seeds, the seller can say, oh, I assumed you wanted these flax seeds for eating or for oil making or something, and therefore, what do you want from me that I gave you ones that didn't work? You can't ask for a refund now. Now, the chiddush here is that there's a general rule of when we're not sure what to do, we go after rove, the majority, and that's certainly true for Isser v'Heter. You know, if you find some flax seeds in the street and you're not sure if they're kosher or not kosher, whatever that would mean, you have to decide, are the majority of this flax seeds or this meat or this, you know, these cupcakes, are the majority of the bakeries or butcheries or flaxseed manufacturing plants kosher? And if the answer is yes, then you could eat it. And if the answer is no, then you can't eat it. So we're going after rove. But here, it's different, because that's going by Isser v'Heter. If you're talking about, you know, like a ritual law, Yorvadea stuff. But in terms of Dine Mamonos, financial claim, so here, of course, Reuven and Shimon are fighting over, is Shimon entitled to a refund? So the rule is always hamotu mechavero alav haraya. If you're trying to get money back, if Shimon is trying to get back money from Reuven, so alav haraya, the burden of proof is on him to show that he was essentially sold a dud. And if Reuven says, I don't give you a dud, you could have eaten those flax seeds, they're fine for eating, they're fine for turning into oil. So then even if Shimon says, yeah, but, you know, obviously, I mean, 99 out of 100 people who buy flax seeds aren't planning on eating them. They're planning on planting them. So why would you assume that I was gonna eat them? So that's not a raya, because even though that's true, most people don't. Some people do, and Reuven can take the position. I assumed you were part of those some people, and the fact that there's a majority who don't doesn't make a darn difference. And that's the chiddush for our Mishnah. The rove, the majority position, isn't koveya and doesn't determine in terms of as a raya, as proof for extracting money from chavero. Okay, so that's the first part of the Mishnah. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, and now this is actually, presumably, it's not a machlokas. He actually is the Tana of this whole Mishnah, even though it sounds like he's arguing. But he says, Zeirone Gina. If you're talking about seeds that are used for planting, like, say, a vegetable patch, the kind of seeds that are never eaten. You understand? In other words, you know, when you want to plant a tomato patch, so you're going to go buy tomato seeds. Nobody buys tomato seeds to eat them. So when the purchaser went to buy the tomato seeds, there's no possibility that the salesperson said, oh, I thought you wanted to eat those seeds. Nope, they're not edible. And therefore, when it comes to zero negina, things, seeds you don't eat, you just plant, she'ena ne'achalin, since they're not edible, chayev b'achrayusan, there's a responsibility to reimburse the purchaser if the seeds that were delivered ultimately didn't sprout because they were defective. Again, it can't be that the bad guy in the story is the purchaser who didn't water the tomatoes properly or something. But if that's not the case, so then if there were defective seeds or presumed to be defective seeds, so then the seller is responsible to making the purchaser whole and reimbursing him for the cost of those seeds.